Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast. On the podcast, we always talk about what's on our mind, how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. We want to keep good things on our mind so we have a good impact. Our impacts not only impact those actions that we take, but it impacts those people around us. So we're ultimately loving others by what we keep on our minds. The On My Mind podcast is, I would say, we are all about positive Christian perspective. When we have a perspective that God cares about us, that Jesus paid the ultimate price for us, and we show that love to other people, and that's our goal for walking out life. We're gonna do life a little bit better. We're gonna treat it like the gift that it was meant to be, and ultimately that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you, is for you to realize what an awesome gift you have in living life and seeing good days. And that's what God wants you to do: live life, see good days, love others, love Him, and love yourself. So I want to talk a little bit about how to love yourself a little bit better. Affirmations, Christian affirmations that you can say over yourself. I wholeheartedly believe that God wants you to practice this, that God wants you to know the good things that He speaks over you, and for you to remind yourself of those. That's why He gave us His Word. That's why He gave us the Bible, is because He loves you. And ultimately, it's a love song about how awesome God is and what God did for us because He loved us so much. So Psalm 139, 14, I will praise You because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. That's the NIV version, and feel free to read these in any version you like. Most of mine will be in NIV and from a great resource here. So it is so fantastic to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that God made you the way that you are, and that you are His creation, that you are His child once you're adopted in and accept Jesus. And that ultimately means that now He sees you as a co-heir with Christ. So knowing that beautiful psalm and being able to speak it over yourself is important. Next, Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Here we can use this to transform our mind. That's why we know that affirmations are good. We can speak affirmations over ourselves because we're trying to metanoia, transform our minds and repent from the way we used to think about ourselves and know the way that we should think about ourselves. So we want to transform our mind and cause it to think good thoughts. So here are just a few, and just pray that the Holy Spirit guides me through here and that this is helpful to you. Number one, I'm filled with joy because Christ is my strength. That's again, Nehemiah 8:10, that's amazing, right? To know that Christ is my strength. I don't have to do it on my own. I don't have to do it on my own strength or what I'm worth, or I don't have to earn His strength. I don't have to do it, that it's a free gift, and I'm filled with joy because Christ is my strength. He provided it. It's His strength that I operate out of. I love that. And number two, I'm a beloved child of God. Jeremiah 31:3. If I'm a beloved child of God, I should look at myself in a positive light, right? Goodness, just let that soak in. Say it with me. I am a beloved child of God. And if you're not a child of God yet, I really encourage you to become one. Get to know Jesus. Get involved in a local church. We're all just trying to operate through things. No church is going to have it all together. But the good thing is we all love Jesus. We know Jesus, and we want to have a relationship with Him. And He's going to ultimately help us and be our strength. So be able to declare this over you. You just have to know Jesus. And I want to get to know Him more. But I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. It feels good to say that over yourself, because that beloved, It's like, I imagine the way I love my children, and I know that God's love is more perfect than mine could ever be. And the fact that I love my children so much, that God shows me he loves me more than I could ever think about loving my children. It's like, if God loves me that much, like, it's unfathomable how much he loves me. It says in the scripture, it's like, if evil men can love their children and not give them a stone when they ask for bread, not give them a snake when they ask for a fish to eat, how much more good is God to give us what we ask for when we ask, to give us the Holy Spirit when we ask? So thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us through this and moving in this. But I am held in God's hand and need not to fear. No one can pluck us out of his hand. I'm held in God's hand and I don't need to fear. That's John 10, 28, 29. I am held in God's hand and I need not fear. I don't need to fear. No one can pluck us. No one can take us from him. I'm held in God's hand. He is our protector. He's our guidance. He is our stronghold. God is our stronghold against anything that tries to rear its head against us. Oh, that's so good. That's again, John 10, 28, 29. Next, I am worthy of love because God loves me. God loves me. Ultimate creator of everything you see, of everything good in the world, of all the good things that God gives us. Every good and perfect thing comes down from the Father of lights. So if we know that, if we know that God is ultimate, almighty, supreme being, and he cares about us to where we're worthy of his love, that means we're worthy of love because God loves us. Ultimately, think about that. That's Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. I am worthy of love because God loves me. Next, 1 John 3, 1. I am marked by God as his child. We bear the mark of the living God. We are marked as God's children when we're adopted in by Jesus into the kingdom. So that's something to really, really think about, really put in your spirit. I am adopted in, I am marked by God as his child. God chose me. God chose me. When I said yes to him, he said yes over and abundantly to me. And he paid a price so much for me to be able to do that. And he wasn't forcing me. He never once forced you to say yes, to accept Jesus. But now that you know him, now that you're a part of his kingdom, you are a co-heir with Christ. You are adopted in to the family of God. So good. That's good. I am alive in the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 5, 13. I'm alive in the Holy Spirit. I'm alive in the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 14, 2. I'm treasured by God. I'm treasured by God. I'm not just a, oh yeah, I got him too. No, it's like, I'm treasured by God. I'm valued. I'm not just another coin in a wallet. I'm the one coin that you lost that he found. And he threw a party. I probably spent all the other coins he had, but he's so happy that he found me because he's treasured. If you think of that parable, I think of that, but they cite Deuteronomy 14, 2. The final one I want to share with you is, I am God's masterpiece. God uniquely knit me together and made me who I am to be able to serve a purpose and a calling in this world. And I am God's masterpiece. I may not see that, but I am God's masterpiece. Others may not see that, but I am God's masterpiece. If you run through these and you say these over yourself, I'm filled with joy because Christ is my strength. I'm a beloved child of God. I am held in God's hand and need not fear. I am worthy of love because God loves me. I am marked by God as his child. I am alive in the Holy Spirit. I am treasured by God. And I am God's masterpiece. If you say that over yourself, it's going to give you that boost that you need. And these are all scriptural. and you'll be able to find more in Scripture. If you go and seek those out, be able to declare Scripture over you. So if you ever struggle with self-worth, with your value and what you add, just think about what God sees in you. Just think about these things that I just shared with you. Not too many of them, but they speak a lot. It's so easy when you're inside this life to see your own deficiency, to see where you go wrong. And it's 100% so easy to focus on that negative thought, on that negative, awful thing that I've done. It's like I can feel condemned because I've done something awful in my life. But the good news is Jesus paid for that. It's over. It's done. The second you acknowledge that God paid for your sins by sending Jesus to die and be resurrected and serve at his right hand now to intercede for you. He's like, nope, paid for that. Jesus, nope, God. Yeah, it'd be right to judge him for that, but good news, paid. Already was on my back on the cross. He became the sin so that we could become his righteousness. It's not by our works. It's not by what we've done to earn it. It's a free gift. And ultimately, if you want to receive that gift and be able to declare these things over yourself, it's easy to receive. But really, it's not a decision I even want you to make right here. If you've already made up your mind, let's do it. You know, go ahead. But if you haven't yet, visit a church. Get understanding, some more scripture, some more knowledge behind you. But don't put it off. I encourage you to seek it. And when you are comfortable with committing to know Jesus, make that commitment, because it's the best thing you can ever do. It's the best decision you'll ever make. And then you'll have so much more to live for. You'll have purpose. You'll be filled with joy because Christ is your strength. You'll be able to bask in the knowledge that you're a child of God and beloved, that you don't need to fear because nobody can take you out of his hand. No one can pluck you out of his hand, that you're worthy of love because he loves you, that you're marked as his child, that you're alive in the Holy Spirit, that you're treasured by God, and that you're God's masterpiece. It's like, let yourself be adopted into this kingdom because it's the best thing ever. But ultimately, like I said, talk to those who counsel you, talk to those around you. But again, men are flawed. Ain't no one of us perfect, but someone who is wholeheartedly seeking Jesus is going to have a much better life and a much better time. So I encourage you, wholeheartedly seek Jesus and get to know him, fall in love with him, and you'll be at peace. So I hope this episode has helped you. I hope it's benefited you. And I just pray that you would consider these things. Consider speaking these things. Coming back and listening to this episode, even if it's just the I am parts, and declaring this over you to reinvigorate yourself with the knowledge that you can have joy, you can have peace, you can know that you're loved, you can know that you're marked and a child of God, you can know that you're alive and treasured by God. So be blessed today. Thank you so much again. Share this episode if you want to share it with a friend, and have a wonderful and blessed day. The awesome clothing brand, Emmaus Apparel. You can check them out, emmausapparel.com. You can check out this QR code, and you know the links are in the description of this video, the comments, and in my bio. But man, their clothing is so cool. You can see the front of this shirt, obviously, and the back of the shirt is awesome. It's a great way to start a gospel conversation with someone. If you love cool apparel, I mean, it's very comfortable. One of my favorite things about, you know, shirts especially are when they're a little bit longer. I like a longer shirt, and this definitely suits that need. You guys need some awesome apparel to get you out there and share the message of Jesus. Emmaus Apparel. Use code REMY in the checkout to save 15%. That's REMY to save 15% when you check out. You know, they're always coming out with new drops, new things for you to check out and buy. Some of the newest and coolest pieces of clothing are available now. So go check it out and let them know I sent you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the On My Mind podcast. As a reminder, it's awesome when you rate the podcast on your listening platform. So if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts, please take a moment and rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you.